Now it's time for some Region 15 seed tournament action. We're going to be heading over to Richmond. Going to hand you over to Randy and Don again as they bring us through yet another game of baseball. How's it going, guys?
Hey, thank you, Scott, and good afternoon, everyone. Region 15 seed baseball. We're back in Richmond for the final weekend play. And last night we had Lake Henry defeating Farming 10-7. Today, Don, a couple elimination games are looking at us, aren't they?
A couple elimination games with St. Martin taking on Richmond today, with Richmond being the home team here today. And following that game will be New Munich Spring Hill. And both games are elimination games. Losers done for the year. The winners will play each other the third game today.
You bet. You bet. We've had some rain here, so we've started a little late and going to get started a little late. Baseball brought to you by Ecker Feed Service, Dairyland Supply, New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar, here in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooter's Trucking over in Alrosa, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, The Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, and Alrosa Grain and Feed, along with the Greenwald Pub. They bring us baseball today and tomorrow yet, this Region 15C tournament. The starting lineup for St. Martin has been introduced. Richmond starting lineup being introduced here, and we'll get baseball going for you this afternoon on KASM with for sure a couple games. We'll see how these games go, if they're going to play the third game today or tomorrow. That will be decided as the day rolls on. We're going to take a break here in action. We'll be back in 2 minutes on KASM.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in Alrosa and Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up: your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Richmond, Region 15C Baseball with our starting lineups. Here's Don Heinen.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Leading off for Lake St. Martin today will be shortstop Kyle Leeser, batting second to catcher today Brian Schlangen. Batting third, playing second base, will be Nathan Schlangen. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Scott Schlangen. Batting fifth, the first baseman today will be Jalen Arsenault. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Avery Schmitz. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Matthew Schlangen. Batting eighth, the pitcher today will be Scott Leeser. And playing right field today, Michael Schlangen would be batting ninth. For Richmond today, they will be the home team on the scoreboard. Leading off, playing right field, will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, playing shortstop, will be Adam Buckus. Batting third, the third baseman, Trent Gehrken. Batting fourth, the catcher, Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth, the designated hitter today will be Mason Primus. And he will be batting for the pitcher today, Eli Emerson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andy Hadley. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Brady Clare. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Kyle Buddy. And batting ninth, playing center field, will be Dalton Thielen.
Thank you, Don. Again, our game being broadcast on KASM, 1150 AM. You can pick us up on the FM at 107.7 FM and HD at 105.5 HD2 and on our stream at mychasm.com. Thanks for joining us all over the country in the Continental 48 and Hawaii and Alaska and wherever you are. Thanks for being with us. Eli Emerson has the baseball, and the right-hander delivers to Kyle Leeser, and the pitch is low and inside a ball, 1-0. A reminder, too, all games from last week have been posted to our MyChasm webpage, so if you want to go back and listen to one of those games from last week, you can certainly do so. A swing and a miss by Leeser, and the count at 1-1.
Behind the plate today, Tony Veit, and the base umpire today will be Joel Lofstrom.
The pitch and another swing and a miss by Kyle Leeser in the count 1-2 as Emerson keeping that ball down low right by the knees on Kyle Leeser. Overcast skies, wind blowing straight out to center field. And the 1-2. There's strike three called and Leeser gets caught looking.
Wow, three nice pitches by Eli. He didn't mess around there.
He did not. Went right after Kyle Leeser. That'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. Again, this elimination game, we have four teams, Richmond and St. Martin, Spring Hill and New Munich. One of those teams will get a state tournament berth. Pitch to Schlungen inside a ball, 1-0. There's a ground ball, slowly hit to short. Bach is up with it. Cross the diamond and 6-3 of the putout. There you saw, Don, maybe the rain, what it did to soften that infield up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Randy, the grass is going to be slow, and when it hits that dirt out there, it's going to be a little bit tricky, I think. I don't think you're going to get a bad hop, but it's going to be the footing, I think, at first here once you pick that ball up to make a good throw to first.
Nathan Schlungen stepping into the batter's box. Tom Niehaus, what was the rainfall amount on the west side of Richmond? It was wet. Okay, no quarter inch like I got. Quarter inch, that sounds pretty accurate. All right. So.
That's the meteorologist.
Yeah, he's the meteorologist. And here's Nathan Schlungen, ground ball to Hadley at first. Andy down on one knee. I think he kind of slipped in that dirt.
Yes, he did.
And he makes the play, the unassisted put out. That'll do it for the Martins in the first. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on a half an inning. It's St. Martin nothing. Richmond coming to bat. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Richmond, host of this year's Region 15C Baseball, and Don Heinen with me.
Playing long, cool woman in a black dress.
Yeah.
Nice music.
You know, after last weekend, it was warm. Look back to last weekend, temps in the mid to upper 80s.
Yeah, kind of got goosebumps a little bit today, don't you?
Yeah, and it's almost got that fall feel to it today.
Quiet.
There will be warm days yet.
Oh, yes, there will. It's a nice time of the year.
I know there were some other regions, too. Region 8C, I saw on Twitter, they were having a late start, too, today over in Avon. And I'm sure there is other regions affected, too, with the rain in the area. All right, stepping into the batter's box, it's Alex Buddy. He'll face right-hander Scott Leeser. And Leeser delivers to Buddy. There's a strike called in 0-1. Alex played for St. John's University this year, and Scott Leeser was one of the coaches at St. John's, so I think these two know each other very well. Pitch inside. The count, 1-1, and Buddy lines a shot to Schlungen at second, and Nathan grabs that one for the first out.
Alex Buddy, 1-for-7 in the tournament so far with a base and balls hit by pitch.
That'll bring Adam Bacchus to the plate.
Base on balls with a run. He's 0-for so far in the tournament. It doesn't happen too often.
No, Adam swings a good bat.
Yes, he does.
Pitch a strike call to Bacchus, and 0-1. Schlungen's pitch. Here's a ground ball to Kyle Leeser at short. He's up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout to get the speedy Adam Bacchus. Around the infield for the Martins, Scott Schlungen at third, Kyle Leeser at short, at second, Nathan Schlungen. At first base, Jalen Arsenault in left field, Avery Schmitz in center field for the Martins. It's Matthew Schlungen and out in right field, it's Michael Schlungen. Behind the plate, Brian Schlungen and Scott Leeser on the mound. He's got two quick outs here in the first, and Trent Gertken to the plate. Pitch to Trent is a strike called in 0-1.
Trent 2-for-7 so far with a sack fly and a run scored.
Leeser's pitch and a line drive down the right field line, just foul.
Trent had the winning hit last Sunday. Bottom of the ninth.
After the Royals had loaded the bases.
Yeah, that was
the pulled in infield. Yeah, pulled in infield and
get that leadoff go ahead run on. They bunted, sacrificed, and that guy got on with a base hit. The next guy bunt gets on with a base hit.
Here's the 0-2 to Gertken, another ground ball foul, and nice play over there by Dylan Jobe. Dylan barehanded that one, flipped it up in the air, and tossed it back to Leeser. Oh, to the count. And Gertken fouls it back away again, and the count stays 0-2. Yeah, a lot of talk here about Pontraus passing away this summer here, and of course they got his initials on the ground, his number here. Ponch into the Hall of Fame in the last couple years, and did a lot for this park. And Dylan Jude over there is the grandson of Ponch.
Sadly missed.
Yep, sadly missed. Ponch was umpiring up until his final day yet. So here's a pop-up over by first base. In foul ground, Jalen Arsenault. Oh, and he drops it in foul territory. And we'll see if the official scorer gives him an error or not. Definitely an error. So an error on Arsenault, and Gertken with new life. He's down in the count, though, 0-2. You know, that short fence there, too, Don, and I know first baseman look at that short fence, but he was still
that catcher was hollering, room, room, room.
Here's Gertken, a line drive up the middle. He gets that second opportunity and makes the pitcher Leeser pay for it. That'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. And the Royals have put the bat on the ball pretty good against Scott Leeser here early on.
Hitting the ball hard off of Scott here. Three times previous to that also. Cole 3 for 7. He was hit by a pitch with a run scored so far, so he's got himself a good tournament going.
Does Cole have a home run?
I don't believe so.
He definitely hits the ball hard, though. On at first, Gertken. Pitch to Cole Schmitz. Kind of a check swing, excuse me, swing, and strike one to count to Schmitz. I think it was a little fool that was on his fist there, just on the inside part of the plate.
I don't think you want to get one off the knuckles here.
No.
Do you?
Leaser works from the stretch. The right-hander comes home. Schmitz fouls that one off at the plate, and he's down in the count 0-2. And that's what Scott Leaser has done. He gets ahead of his hitters, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Throws hard, keeps the ball down. He's got a pretty good slider, too, doesn't he, Randy?
Yes, he does. 0-2 the count. Trent Gertken over at first. Arsenal holds him there. And the pitch. And just inside to Schmitz. And 1-2, the experience of Scott Leaser. Of course, he pitched some minor league baseball. Pitched over at St. Cloud State, and he knows where to put this ball on hitters.
Yes, he does. It's a tough pitch to hit when he just threw to Cole on the inside part of the plate.
Pitch is a little bit high in the strike zone, and the count at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes to Cole Schmitz. Cole looking down to Kirby Hemmish. And with that wind blowing straight out to center field, and maybe sometimes right to left, the ball will carry today. A little change up there, or a breaking ball, whatever it was, it definitely a lot slower. Yeah. The count at 3-2. Gertken will be off here on 3-2. Leaser's pitch, and a swing and a miss by Cole. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Royal first. No runs, a hit, one error, and one left on base. We played an inning. It's a Richmond and St. Martin scoreless. We're back in 1 minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Hey, welcome back. No score after one inning. Eli Emerson just finishing his tosses here with catcher Cole Schmitz, and I'm ready to go with inning number two. Pretty impressed, Don, with that first inning. The pitchers both look like they could dominate a game, couldn't they?
They could very easily. Eli kind of impressed the way he's coming out of this, out of the gates in this game. Now he's throwing strikes and throwing fairly hard too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And we've seen it in a couple of games that we've done so far over the tournament that once through that lineup, the pitchers have been very dominant, haven't they?
They have. Yes, they have. Looks like Bird Island and Starbuck, they're playing down in Region 4C. They are scoreless in the fourth inning down in that region. Here's Scott Schlungen at the plate, and the first pitch to Scott is a ball inside, 1-0. There's a strike called. Schlungen, the third baseman for the Martins, and the pitch is inside to Scott. Around the infield for Richmond, Trent Gertken over at third, Adam Bacchus at short. Kyle Buddy at second. Over at first base, it's Andy Hadley in left field, Brady Clare center field, Dalton Thielen, and out in right field for the Royals today is Alex Buddy. Behind the plate, Cole Schmitz, and on the mound, Eli Emerson. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Scott Schlungen. Jalen Arsenault on deck. Emerson ready. He kicks and delivers, and here's a shot back to Emerson, and he spears it for the out. Holy cow. That almost looked like it was by him, and he reached back and grabbed
it.
Yeah, unreal.
Wow, that was kissed.
Good reaction time there by Eli Emerson.
Thank God that was on his glove side.
And here's a long drive by Jalen Arsenault. Dalton Thielen's underneath it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs.
That is so scary with a line shot like that back to the pitcher.
Oh.
Can you imagine back in the day of the aluminum bats and stuff too, Randy, if they'd have kept going with them, I don't think I would have wanted to pitch.
No, exactly. Here's Avery Schmitz, and the first pitch to Avery is a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And Avery will foul this one back and out of play, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. And pitch inside to Schmitz, and now 2-1. Avery, one of the young ball players in this league, he's going to be a junior this fall at Albany High School, so a lot of years to play baseball yet. Foul it to the screen.
Very impressed with his swing. He's a good-looking young ball player from the left side. Got one of the nicer swings I've seen in a long time.
Yes, he does. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Avery. Ready on the mound is Eli Emerson, and the pitch is high for a ball, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. A kick, the pitch, and a ground ball to first. Hadley smothers it again, and Andy will run it to the bag for the third out for the Martins here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5, it's St. Martin nothing, Richmond nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning, Scott Leeser will face the Richmond Royals, Mason Primus, Andy Hadley, and Brady Clare.
Mason 1-for-7 with a double. It's hit by one of the 12 that was hit by a pitch so far in this tournament. That big boy, this Mason Primus. I didn't realize that until I watched him last week. He's tall, right-handed hitter.
You bet. 0-1 the count. First pitch a strike, and now Primus will foul it to the backstop, and 0-2.
Looks like he's got some power.
0-2 the count to Primus. Leaser delivers, and a swing and a miss. Primus is out on strikes. One out, and here comes Andy Hadley to the plate.
Couple base hits for Andy Hadley tournament so far.
Andy does swing hard when he does swing. Ooh.
Yeah, offensively, batting averages aren't the greatest here right now with the two teams, 190 for St. Martin, 197 for Richmond team averages, so...
Hadley swings and misses. There's a strike and the count. One ball, one strike to Andy Hadley. If you're just joining us, no score in the second. Pitch low for a ball, and 2-1 to Hadley. We were rain delayed for about an hour and 45 minutes this morning. Hadley will foul it back and out of play, protecting the plate. And there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass and beautiful downtown Farming. I don't know if that got two for one.
Two for one
there, Leo.
Well, Leo's been running them two-for-one sales, hasn't he?
You bet. As Hadley swings and misses, there's strike three. Leo and Jolene were collecting tickets in Farming last night, so we got to say hi to them.
Brady Clare, 3-for-6 in the tournament, a couple of doubles, base on balls, scored a run.
Brady Clare just finishing his senior season at Ricori High School and had a great senior season for the Spartans. First pitch, a strike called to Brady Clare, 0-1. And boy, you know, if you're the Martins, you just got to like what Scott Leeser's doing. He's going after these hitters, getting ahead. Oh, on the count. And Clare, whoa, that came right by the Richmond dugout here. And 0-2. Don, heads up.
Heads up, yep. Yeah.
Kirby forgot to give me his glove. And Clare drives this one to left field. And making the catch is Avery Schmitz out in left, and that'll do it for the Royals in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We have played. Two innings, no score. St. Martin and Richmond, we're back in a minute on KESM.
Farmers, Hecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, KASM.
Don and Randy back with you in Richmond as we get set for the third inning. Gosh, Don, we keep talking about this too, how good the pitching's been in the first couple innings. And you look at it, Richmond's got the only hit on the scoreboard. And I kind of say to myself, is this going to be like a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game? Runs are going to be important here.
It will be. I'm really thinking the same way here, the way Eli is starting out here in Scott's. Settling in really nicely here in that second inning. First inning, they hit the ball off him a little harder than normal, I think he did. And I don't know if he changed something a little bit, but he looks like he's in control right now.
You bet. Here's Schlungen. He'll start the third inning for the Martins. And a bunt attempt down the third baseline goes foul by Matthew Schlungen in 0-1 the count.
Matthew hit by a pitch, 0-for-6 in the tournament so far. Base on balls.
It's the bottom third of the Martin lineup. Matthew Schlungen, Scott Leeser, and Michael Schlungen here in the third inning. No score if you're just joining us. Richmond and St. Martin. Emerson's pitch and a drive to left. Brady Clare coming in will make the catch for out number one.
The ball's hanging a little bit, isn't it, to the outfield?
I agree, yeah.
Actually, the air feels pretty nice. It's a little humid, but not too bad.
Yeah.
It's better.
You would think it would carry with that wind blowing out.
I think you get one that's hit decent. I think it will.
Just got to get some trajectory on it, right, and get it up there. And that's a testimony to what the pitchers are doing. They're keeping the ball down in the strike zone. We're seeing a lot of strikeouts, seeing that ball really the ball players can't get underneath it. Pitch to Leeser, goes to the backstop here, gets by Cole Schmitz, 1-0 the count. Eli Emerson comes home, and here's a foul tip that Cole Schmitz takes right in the catcher's mask.
Uppercut swing here by Scotty Leeser, so you keep the ball down like that to a hitter, like any of these hitters to keep the ball down by the knees with the uppercut swing. The trajectory you're hitting that ball and making it go out of the park is a little different.
So one ball, one strike to Scott Leeser. Eli Emerson kicks and delivers, and that breaking ball just misses inside in the count. Two balls, one strike. Two, one the count. Emerson kicks and delivers, and Leeser drives it to left center field. That's hit well. Thielen giving chase, and it's gone. Scott Leeser, a solo home run over the 365 sign, and the Martins' lead is one here in the third.
Just talking about the uppercut swing, but Scott had on that low pitch just before, and this one Eli got up a little bit, and he didn't miss it.
So Scott Leeser with a solo shot. And it'll bring Michael Schlungen to the plate. Michael Schlungen again, a threat to bunt. He breaks his bat the way it sounds. Ground ball to short. Adam Bach is up with it. Over to first. 6-3 on the putout of Michael Schlungen, and Kyle Leeser to the plate.
Kyle Leeser, one for six so far. He had a couple intentional walks, a couple runs scored. Now you put him on the base pads here, Kyle. He'll usually makes you pay for it because he gets around the bases very well.
Kyle Leeser struck out in his first at bat against Eli Emerson today. And there's a strike call to Leeser in 0-1. Our second game today, Spring Hill and New Munich. That'll come up about a half an hour after this one's done. And Leeser takes low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Kyle called out on strikes from his first appearance.
Eli Emerson, his pitch on the way. Leeser chops it foul, and a count 1-2 to Kyle Leeser.
I don't know what that was that Eli threw there, but Kyle was way ahead of that pitch. Didn't look like a curveball, did it? Maybe it's changed.
Slider.
Slider, maybe?
Yep.
Okay.
We're hearing slider down the press row here. Here's a ground ball to third. Trent Gertgen up with it across the diamond. 5-3 in the put out of Leeser, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the third. They come up with one run, that home run by Scott Leeser. One hit, no errors, and no one left on base. After 2.5, it's St. Martin 1 or Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Not just good food, it's great food. And the menu at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming is loaded with many options to choose from. Stop in on Friday nights from 5 till 10 for the fish buffet. Or try the wings, just $6.50 a pound. On Saturday, dine in only on a single topping pizza for $7.50. And on Sunday from 5 till 10, enjoy the pork chop dinner for only $10. Trapper's Pub and Grub, a hometown favorite in downtown Farming.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the third coming up as Kyle Buddy will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. Buddy, Dalton Thielen, and then the top of the order for the Royals. Got some folks listening down in the Painesville football equipment room getting things ready for the start of high school football season. Practice Monday, but they're listening to Chasm in Region 15C down in that Painesville football equipment room. Buddy at the plate, the first pitch from Scott Leeser, a strike call, and 0-1. Leeser's pitch a little high, and now one ball, one strike.
1-1. I don't think you want to give Scott too many runs here to work with because he'd be pretty dominant.
Here's a pop-up back into right field as Nathan Schlungen dives backwards, and he hits the ground, and that ball pops out of his glove. Yet he had it in his glove.
I think he was waiting for somebody to call him off.
Yeah, Michael and Matthew converged, and Matthew probably had the best shot at it from center field. And that ball just popped out of Nathan Schlungen's glove. Boy, he hit the ground hard there.
Yes, he did. Nice play by Nathan until he hit the ground there, and it just popped the ball out. But I really was waiting for somebody to call him off on that because the ball was carrying out to center field.
Somebody scoring that a hit for Kyle Buddy, and here's Dalton Thielen. Thielen takes a ball from Scott Leisure, 1-0.
One for seven so far in the tournament. Dalton.
Good speed. Thielen will foul this one to the backstop, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Getting some good swings off Scotty here.
They are.
Richmond's laying back. They're getting some good, healthy cuts off of Scotty.
So Kirby didn't put any kind of bunt down
Don.
We'll see what he does now. Scott Schlungen anticipating something over at third. Kyle Buddy takes a lead in the throw to first. Buddy back safely. Dalton Thielen at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike to Dalton. He shows bunt now, puts a beauty down the first baseline. Arsenault's going to have to field and tag Dalton Thielen, but getting the job done perfectly as Dalton Thielen scored that three unassisted and a sacrifice bunt.
Love to see it. Nice bunt by Dalton there. And I'll tell you what, Jalen doesn't pick that ball up. When he did, Dalton's by him.
Exactly.
See that?
Yes. Exactly.
Jalen had to reach back pretty quick to get Dalton as he was going by. And if he holds back one more step, Dalton's by him.
So Kyle Buddy moves to second. That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate. Alex lined out to Nathan Schlungen in his first at-bat against Scott Leisure back in the first. Leisure looks to second and comes home, and Buddy will take ball inside, 1-0. Pretty good pitch.
Had the right height, didn't it?
Pretty good pitch there by Scott Leisure. Leisure looking back to second again. And here's Alex Buddy chopping at foul at the plate. And the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One nothing. St. Martin with the lead here in the bottom of the third inning. A solo home run by Scott Leisure, the pitcher, accounting for the game's only run thus far. Leisure delivers, and Buddy will take a strike called, and 1-2. Leisure, when he delivers, Don, almost that pitch, it looked like he came a little three-quarter arm
it
on
did.
Him.
It did.
Yeah.
I think he's got a couple different arm angles.
1-2 the count. The pitch, Buddy will take inside. Boy, good eye there by Alex Buddy to lay out that inside pitch.
That has just got to be the hardest pitch to take a swing at there because you know it's not going to go and wear off your foot probably if you do
right.
Get it.
Two balls, two strikes to Alex Buddy. Scott Leisure looks back to second. There's a pickoff, and they throw it into center field. Kyle Buddy, he was picked. Now he's going to go to third, and Schlungen can't come up with it. And so Kyle Buddy at third base now on an error, a throwing error by Scott Leisure. He would have been picked.
Yeah,
good throw, yeah.
Talked about that last night, too. We had seen one of those in farming last night, a pickup at second base and went into center field. It's kind of like you're going to have to lead that pickoff man.
Throw at the base, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Throw at the base, and somebody's got to be there. That's the pitcher's job. Okay, so two balls, two strikes to Alex Buddy. Now the tying run over at third. They bring the infield in on the grass, and here's Leisure's pitch, and Buddy will follow it to the backstop, and the count at 2-2 yet. It's interesting, all this strategy already. We're in the bottom of the third inning, and they got the infield in on the grass already. It's like, let's
give up this run.
We just talked about it, how important one or two runs are. Here's a pop-up in the infield, now in foul territory. Jalen Arsenault at first base makes that catch for the out. Big out there.
That was huge.
Now your infield can back up. And it'll bring Adam Backus to the plate. And Don, you had said earlier he's hitless so far, still looking for that first region hit.
Got a base on balls with a run scored, but He's always dangerous, isn't he, Adam Buckus?
Here's Scott Leeser's pitch to Adam Buckus, and inside a ball, 1-0.
Doesn't work outside of these hitters, does he?
He does not.
Everything's on the inside part of the plate.
Buckus chops it foul, and the count 1-1. See some of the farming baseball players. They're down the first base line.
Well, that's a hat over there if you see one of the fans.
Here's the pitch to Buckus, and he'll foul that to the backstop. And the count at 1-2 to Adam Buckus. The kick, the pitch, and Buckus chops it foul again. Count stays 1-2. Spring Hill, they have arrived. Spring Hill ball players. Is that the sombrero for striking out three times, maybe? 1-2 the count. And Buckus swings over the top of it and misses. He's out on strikes as the Royals strand a runner. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left on base. Three in the books. It's St. Martin 1, Richmond nothing. More Region 15 C baseball coming up in a minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
One to nothing. St. Martin with the lead over Richmond. A one run, one hit, two errors for the Martins. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Richmond Royals. Brian Schlungen will lead off the fourth for the Martins, facing Eli Emerson. And the first pitch coming to Brian Schlungen, a breaking ball, a little bit high, and 1-0. Schlungen, 0-1 so far this afternoon. Emerson kicks and delivers, and Schlungen right past Trent Gertgen over at third base into left field. Trent kind of swatted at it a little bit. But that was a rope by Brian Schlungen.
Kind of an alley-oop, one arm there. If I get it, I'm going to get it, but that was past Trent pretty quick.
Bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate. Nathan, in his first at-bat, bounced over to Andy Hadley.
Ever dangerous, Nate Schlungen. He's 3-for-7 in this tournament. He's a good hitter. He just puts the bat on the ball, makes things happen.
Trent Gertgen over at third, in on the grass. Never know. As the pitch to Nathan Schlungen, drive down the right field line in the corner. Alex Buddy giving chase, and that's just going to go foul over the fence. I think if Alex would have been next to the fence, it would have been, been a play for him.
Got it, yes.
But that's a long way to run, Don. You and I were talking last week about all the room and foul ground here. And
that's a good – I don't know, they said what the footage is from the baseline over, and it's got to be all the 30 feet, huh?
You bet, yeah. 0 on the count to Nathan Schlungen. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Brian.
Keeping Brian honest over there, and I don't believe Footer's going to be sacrificing here. If he does, it'll be for a base hit.
On deck, Scott Schlungen.
I guess that's not considered sacrificing, is it?
No. And here's a chop foul at the plate by Nathan Schlangen in the count 0-2 to him.
See, you know, that's a sign of a good hitter, Nate Schlangen, like that, too. You know, he fouls that pitch off the plate. Goes foul, never looks to even think where the ball went, just takes off running.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's completely foul, but he's still hustling down the line just in case.
The ball, it's two strikes. Carl Lees are going through some signs yet, so that's what we're waiting for. Eli Emerson with the sign. And his pitch. That's a little bit high for a ball. And 1-2. Now, Brian Schlangen had started like he was going to steal and then pulled up. Cole Schmitz had heard that. And, of course, he had that ball. Yeah, he's coming up out of his crouch. And that ball pops out of his glove. And Brian Schlangen holds on. One ball, two strikes. And Emerson's pitch here is a drive to left center field. Coming hard, Claire, and he'll make the catch in left center field as he calls off Dalton Thielen.
Good communications in left and center field out there. Ball's kind of drifting off the left-hander towards the left fielder, and the center fielder called it first, but he made way for the left fielder to take it, coming back to him.
Here comes Scott Schlangen to the plate. Scott lined out to Eli Emerson in his first at bat. Eli throws to first, and boy, it looked like Brian Schlangen was leaning a little bit, huh?
Yeah, he just about took that jump a little too late to the right. I'm surprised they're getting as good a footing as they are over there. They seem to.
Yeah, they seem to be getting a good start. Scott Schlangen will take inside for a ball and a 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eli Emerson, his pitch coming. And here's a ground ball to short. It's got two written all over it to second for one. The relay to first in time. 6-4-3 double play. That'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played 3.5. St. Martin 1, Richmond nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute on KSM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, we got to go out of state for listeners today, and we're going to go to Bismarck, North Dakota, where we have Martin Flames and Silver Streak fans listening from Bismarck, North Dakota, where the Albany Husky Babe Ruth 15U team had a very big win today. So they are 2-1 in pool play, and bracket play starts on Tuesday. So they'll have one more game in their pool, the 15U team. Also, we're going to Hawaii, where Ben Schrader, Ben played for both of these teams, Richmond and St. Martin, but Ben is listening out in Hawaii today.
That's kind of nice.
You bet. Pick us up on our stream at mychasm.com. Ready to go with the bottom of the fourth inning, and Trent Gertken leads it off and takes that first pitch from Leeser and fouls it back and out of play. And 0-1, the count to Gertgen. Gertgen, Schmitz, and Primus for the Royals in the fourth. The breaking ball, that had Trent Gertgen ducking out of the way. I believe it's a ball, and one ball, one strike. He has the pitch inside to Gertgen, and now 2-1.
What do you think Ben's cheering for today?
I don't know. I don't know. Two balls, one strike. And a swing and a miss by Trent Gertgen. Strike two. 2-2 the count. And a swing and a miss. Trent's out on strikes.
Nice pitch by Scott Leeser. Kind of jammed Trent a little bit on the inside corner. And what do you do with it? You got to fight it off.
That's right.
Good pitch by Scott.
I remember how Trent got named, actually. We named our son Trent, and Trent Gertgen was born maybe 2 years after that. But Trent's mom and dad really liked the name Trent. And, yeah, named their son Trent. And
cool.
Yep. Here's Cole Schmitz at the plate. The first pitch of ball to Cole, 1-0. A ground ball to Kyle Leeser at short. He goes down on one knee, comes up throwing, and 6-3 on the putout. So two outs, and I'll bring designated hitter Mason Primus to the plate.
The designated hitter, number 23, Mason Primus.
Come on, Mason.
Primus, a bigger right-handed hitter.
Not taking that second hop today like they did last night.
No.
I think the ground was a little bit harder last night.
I think so. Primus a little bit handcuffed there as he swings and misses strike one. 0-1 the count. There's a chopper off the plate. Scott Leeser was going to go tag Mason Primus, and he reached for the ball and dropped it. And everybody's safe. That'll be an error on Scott Leeser, the third for the Martins.
Probably trying to do a little too much with that one. Wasn't
rather than just flip it to Jalen Arsenault, he was going to tag him.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to make the play that's there.
And, you know, I think all of a sudden when Mason was coming down that line, Scott realized he's faster than what. Here's Andy Hadley, ground ball up the middle. Nathan Schlungen fields and flips to short. And Kyle Leeser covering second. That'll do it. 4-6 on the putout and no runs. No hits, an error, and one left on base for the Royals. We played four, St. Martin one, and Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455. For your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Thank you, Gary Ottman, as he delivers a beverage. I take back what I said about you earlier. All right, Eli Emerson facing the Martins here in the fifth inning. It'll be Jalen Arsenault, Avery Schmitz, and Matthew Schlungen. One run, two hits, three errors for the Martins, no runs, two hits, and no errors for the Royals. Jalen Arsenault, ground ball to Bacchus at short. Adam up with it over to first, 6-3 in the putout of Jalen Arsenault.
Couple errors in this game again today, Randy. We haven't, I think we had one ball game in the tournament so far where there wasn't an error committed.
Where it was clean baseball,
yep. We've had a few. We've had about 40-some errors in this tournament so far, actually 46 now.
Here's Avery Schmitz. Avery bounced out to Hadley his first time up. Here's a line drive back just next to the backstop and out of play in the count 0-1 to Avery. I think last night we heard from Avery's mom and dad that they were up in
blueberry picking up
on the North Shore. Here's a ground ball to short. Bach is up with it again. 6-3 on the put out of Avery Schmitz. Up with Jeff and Michelle Schmitz. That's an annual family event, picking blueberries. Get them before the bears get them, right?
I guess. I'm not going to fight with them.
No, no. Here's Matthew Schlungen. Matthew will take a strike and 0-1. You know, these are fun games when the pitchers are cruising along. They're throwing good. I love it.
He did it, fam. He did it. He did that last night, too.
I just had Donnie Heinen, Mary Heinen, and Reese Amish all look at me like, what the heck did you just say? And here's Schlungen fouling it off, and the count at 1-2.
You're supposed to say this game is going at a nice pace.
I like the baseball park. I want to be here a long time.
They have a nice pace set here.
Okay, that's what you can say. Yeah. It's like the pace car in a race.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't jinx this one.
Well, I got a feeling I didn't.
No, I don't think so.
Here's a ground ball past Trent Gertgen. It's a fair ball down the third base line. Brady Clare's going to come and field. And so a single for the number 7 hitter, Matthew Schlungen. And it'll bring Scott Leeser to the plate.
Well, that had to be just fair, didn't it?
It did.
Right on the bag.
Scott Leeser, his home run, the game's only run thus far. Leeser, big guy in the batter's box, big tall guy, pops this one up.
That one might come back.
Back by the third base dugout, Cole Schmitz makes the catch. Nice catch by the Royals, Schmitz, and that'll do it for the Martins. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 4.5, St. Martin 1 and Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents, or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.